You know, today's gospel starts with, "When the Magi had departed, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, and that he needed to get up and take Jesus and Mary to Egypt because Herod was going to search for him so he could kill him. And he was told not to come back out of Egypt until Herod dies." You know, so it didn't take very long for the joy of Jesus' birth to change to fear and violence. You know, Herod, the king of Judea at the time, was not very popular because of his connections with the Romans. And Herod was fearful of any threat to his throne and had put to death those he considered a threat. This included one of his wives, a brother, two of his sister's husbands. And in his search to find and kill Jesus, whom he considered a threat to his throne, he had all the boys around Bethlehem 2 years and younger killed. This story is very similar to the time in the book of Exodus when Pharaoh saw the growth of the Israelites in Egypt as a threat and possible enemy. He had forced them into slavery and ordered all newborn males to be killed. And it was under those circumstances that God saved Moses. You know, Jesus is often referred to as the second Moses and is the fulfillment of the Hosea prophecy referenced in the gospel. "Out of Egypt I have called my son." The first reading talks about Jesus being the light and how the blood of Jesus cleansed us all from sin. Jesus came to save us from our sins so we can no longer have to walk in darkness. But the gospel reading today reminds us that we live in a world where evil does exist, and not everyone who is in darkness is ready to be in the light. In fact, they're fearful of the light, and they're fearful of letting go of the attachments of this world. You know, Herod, to save his kingdom, killed innocent children, and the church regards these children as the first martyrs to give their lives for Christ. And the early church talked about how the martyrdom brought them justification, or in other words, their salvation, and gave them the same grace as baptism. Their martyrdom is, in fact, baptism by blood. You know, we continue to live in a world where evil exists. We live in a world where abortion of innocent children in the world is legal. And we live in a world where many children starve or are abused. So let us pray that the Feast of the Holy Innocents opens our eyes to the darkness in the world, and that God gives us the graces we need to bring light to the world as a reflection of the light of Christ to all we meet through our words and actions.